Welcome to JC English, where we teach you useful terms and expressions in just a few minutes. I'm your host, Jerry.
Hi guys, I'm Cecilia. 欢迎回到 JC 英语从洛杉矶发来的 podcast. 话说转眼之间，我自己已经离职场快三年了，基本上忘了上班是什么感觉了。
And let's face it, work can be a drag, even if you love your job. But what happens if you start hating it so much, you just can't stand to show up anymore?
我觉得每个人都会有这个阶段哈，就是说曾经特别喜欢的工作呢，也会有厌烦的一天。Work can be a drag. 工作呢，已经成为一种拖累了。
When we say something is a drag, it means that it can get tedious and boring.
对，像 Jerry 解释的，拖累呢就是 tedious, 很琐碎，还有很 boring, 无聊。总之呢，就是一上班就提不起精神来。
Here in the US, a few sites have recently run stories on a rather puzzling new workplace trend.Ghosting your job.
Ghosting your job. 哎呦，不太听得懂哈，这个工作和闹鬼有什么关系啊？
Well, ghosting is a slang term that means ending a relationship by simply cutting off all communication with your former partner.
我记得我们节目里以前说过哈 ,ghosting 这个词就是形容两个异性朋友之间哈突然有一方玩失踪的意思。
It's usually used in a romantic dating context, but now people are apparently ghosting their employers.
Oh, 所以 ghosting your job 就是不玩活玩失踪了是吧
?Right. According to Vice, ghosting on employers is not exactly new. People in lower paying service jobs have been known to simply stop showing up for work with virtually no notice to their employer.
是，其实我们自己就碰到过这种情况哈。曾经我们儿子的这个兼职老师呢，就工作到一半，第二天直接就没有出现啊，之后机构就说他辞职了。其实我觉得说到底还是薪资不够高，所以不足以留住人。
That's right, but this trend has now grown to include many workers in white-collar positions.
啊，不会吧 ,white-collar, 这个白领也玩失踪啊，没有道理啊，因为他们的薪水很好啊，放着薪水不赚不太说得通。
White-collar employees are traditionally considered to be more stable and looking to climb the career ladder.
对，白领一般都是在办公室里面 climb the career ladder, 按部就班的爬这个职业楼梯啊，因为他们都是有职业愿景的。
Yeah, so suddenly up and quitting a job,this way seems very unprofessional, not to mention risky.
对，如果这样 quitting a job, 离职的话，确实对公司来讲呢，根本没有交接，非常的 unprofessional, 没有职业素养哈。而且对于个人来讲呢，对他们的这个职业前途来说也是很 risky, 因为以后人家如果问你前一份工作怎么离职的呀，一做背景调查就完蛋了。所以我不禁好奇，现代人都是怎么了，会兴起这股风潮。
This ongoing trend is driving many companies crazy, and employees are simply quitting at a moment's notice.
这还不算完哈，不仅老员工最后一分钟给一个 a moment's notice, 就是即刻辞职。那么新员工呢，我们也来看一看。
Even new hires are not reporting for their first day of work with no advance notice.
这些新员工呢 ,new hires, 居然第一天也不到公司来进行报道。
And many job applicants are not showing up for scheduled interviews.
这个更夸张啊。居然和这个公司约好面试的申请者呢也爽约，这简直是天下奇闻了。
All of this uncertainty is especially hard on recruiters and company HR departments.
是这样的，这个不靠谱的人一多呢，无疑是增加了雇佣单位 recruiter 的这个负担。其实 recruiter 可以是这个一家公司本身的 HR department， 也可以是由外包公司来完成的。
Yeah, a job recruiter is also called a headhunter, who is responsible for finding people to fill positions or take on jobs.
对，这个招人部门或者机构的任务呢，就是 fill positions, 填补空缺，还有 take on jobs, 招人接受工作。那么招聘工作可以是一家公司的内部部门哈 ,they can be either in-house 或者是外包代理公司 contracted agency 来完成。那么为什么会出现现在这种就是大家都不靠谱的情况呢？
Industry analysts point to America's current low unemployment rate as one primary reason why this is happening.
哦，原来是就业市场太好了 ,low unemployment, 这个失业率很低啊，所以大家就有很多的就业选择，于是呢，他们就不是很珍惜每一次的就业机会了。
Right, since America is currently experiencing the lowest unemployment in 18 years, it seems that companies are having to compete more to recruit qualified workers.
所以看来就业市场和其他的行业是一样的，无非就是由供 需来决定的。那么公司要找到合适的人才，在目前的背景下呢，必须要和其他公司竞争，上演这个人才大战。好，今天我们和大家聊了聊美国职场的一个新现象，就是职场人士的不靠谱综合症啊。无论站在求职者或者是雇佣者的这个角度，这都不能算是一个积极的现象。好，如果您想每天收听有趣地道的双语节目，了解美国文化和语言的发展，不妨在我们的微信公众号 JC 英语升级我们的会员课程。我们的会员课程一天不到1元钱，一周更新6天，每个工作日呢更新2个栏目。好，感谢您收听今天的节目。 See you next time.
Bye bye.